Hello, this is Steve Henningsen from the Wealth Conservancy. It's Friday, April 26. This is a quick market musing. Not much has happened since I did my last one 3 weeks ago. I guess the big difference is that the pullback I was expecting in the first quarter that didn't happen kind of happened the last couple of weeks. As of March 31st, our benchmark 60-40 portfolio, which is about 60% equities and 40% bonds, it ended the quarter at about 4.4%. In the last 3 weeks, it sold off to about 1%. S&P went from double digits to it's about 5 or 6% right now, just to give an idea. Reasons, who knows? It got kind of ahead of itself, the markets, I think. And plus, people might have been a little nervous coming into the earnings after the end of the quarter with some earnings reports, showing a slowdown in the economy. Fortunately, our portfolio has actually went up in the last few weeks, and that was mostly due to our heavily positioned commodities exposure and gold and silver, which are doing quite well. I spoke a lot about the gold, the Chinese buying, the central banks, Chinese citizens, even Japanese citizens now, since the Japanese government is depreciating their yen away. yen, I think, is like at 150, which is pretty high historically. So that is kind of spiking the demand in gold too. And there's finally lots of articles and so forth talk about it. It has pulled back in the last week from its all-time high to about 2,300. That to me is positive, because it's not good to have something go $300, $400 straight up. It should come back and consolidate a little bit and get ready for the next move up. And as I've said before, I expect gold to go much, much higher in the years to come, based on where our financial system is going and based on at some point the dollar will be going lower, and the mistrust that's out there in the global world. Not the U.S. is Congress voted to basically take Russian assets and give them to Ukraine last week. I think that was added to the fire that the foreigners can't expose their own assets to the U.S. because if they do something that the U.S. doesn't like, then they could. U.S. could take their money. So I think that is going to be help push the long-term trajectory of less U.S. Treasury bonds being bought and gold being bought instead. So kind of a swap out for something that is no one else's liability. Gold doesn't have to be paid back like a Treasury bond. You have to go to the U.S. government to get the dollars for the Treasury bond, but gold is gold no matter where in the world. So I think that is well in play. And it was nice to see also other commodities besides gold and silver going up. Copper has been doing very well. I think people are finally realizing that there's not enough copper supply in the world for all the things that need to be done on infrastructure in the years ahead. And I expect copper to just not go to new highs, but go much, much higher. And a copper stock will do well, obviously, from that. Good example of the mining world the other day, Anglo American, which is a huge miner, had a bid from BHP, which is another huge miner from Australia, and they rejected that takeover deal. Just shows you, I think there's going to be more and more buyouts as the big boys, the big mining companies try to buy out some of the juniors, the smaller ones, and that should help a lot of the mining stocks, which have performed miserably over the last couple of years, in the years ahead, do well in the years ahead. And already they've done nice last couple of weeks with much of the indices that we invest in through the ETFs are up 12 to 15%. So that's nice too. So that's all going our way. And as far as the economy and the Fed and interest rates, nothing's really changed there. The GDP came out the other day, the first quarter GDP report, it was actually weaker than expected. And normally that would be cheered from the markets, as that would allow the Fed to lower rates. But along with that GDP GDP report was the Purchasing Consumer Index, the PCI, and that showed prices were up. So while the economy is slowing, prices are going up. This inflation, it's kind of a stagflation thing, and that is not to give the Fed the green light to lower rates. And the markets are actually pushing any sort of rate cuts off till later in the year. And there's people talking about that it possibly might not even happen until 2025 now. So the markets did not like that, and that could have added some of the downside last week. But, you know, we'll see what happens, in the weeks to come as more information comes out about, and we get closer to the elections too, because the Fed doesn't really want to be cutting rates a couple months before the election, because that just looks too political. So it's they're going to have to do it over the next, you know, month or two, or hold off until the end of the year. But we'll see as things seem to be changing quickly on a weekly basis here. And next week is be interesting too, because the quarterly funding report comes out from the Treasury, and you know I talked about that last time it came out, because it spiked the markets, because in there Janet Yellen determines how much of the debt that they're selling is in short-term Treasury bills versus longer-term Treasury coupons. Last time was more on the bill side, short-term, which is very stimulative because it adds liquidity to the markets, and the markets took off from there. So will it be the same thing next week, that they announce much more bills and the market takes off again? Or, you know, since everyone's watching that now and is kind of expecting it, is it not a big deal this time? We'll have to see. It doesn't really matter long term, I don't think, because no matter who's in office, Biden, Trump, or whoever, they're going to spend money. That's just, you know, it's been obvious for the last couple presidents that both of them like to spend money, and unless someone else gets in office, I would expect the same. The difference being, I think Trump wants a weaker dollar. He's been quite vocal about that, and that would be inflationary, because if they did lower rates, like I said, in this environment, then the dollar will sell off. So I think either way, we're set up fairly well in the next year or so to continue to do well compared to the markets, which I still think are a little on the overvalued side. But right now, just it doesn't matter, because like we've talked about before, there's only, you know, four or five stocks that are pushing up the market or taking it down, everyone just follows those stocks. So for right now, we'll just kind of sit back and watch and see what happens next week and going into the summer months. I'll talk to you later.